Let me show you what a mikveh is. You can join me on the diagram here. I have other interesting things to show you. I'll make copies of this, but once again, the bridge held me up. I intended to make some more copies of these things for my files. This is the mikveh they found in Masada. Show how they had, under extreme conditions, how they managed to build the mikveh, where they got the water from. I would like to know, but nevertheless, okay. If you can follow me on this thing, the simplest building a mikveh, no sweat. A lot of little problems come in, material, how you do it, etc. But basically, the structure of the lechatchila mikveh, what is now considered to be lechatchila. Okay, people will follow me. The water comes off the roof. Aleph, okay. Goes down a standpipe. Already you have a problem number one. Water off the roof, rainwater. Coming down how? There's not a hole in the ground with rain falling into it. In order to get any decent amount of water, you're counting on the roof accumulating the water for you. It's a collector, really. But the roof is made, if it wasn't made that way, lechatchila, it has to be modified to form basically a trough, a triangle, a funnel, to funnel the water to the pipe that's going down. Remember, at all times, you got to avoid, it should be main shuvim. You have to avoid, there's no kli that's used in it. But what about the pipe coming down? Okay, already problem number one. Okay, from pipe, down the pipe, the water runs along a trough. That's the hamshocha I mentioned to you yesterday. It runs along the ground, right? And it goes into mikveh number one and mikveh number two. One is the Bo Zriya, one is the Bo Hashoka. Are you with me? The mikveh that you talk about has steps going down. That's the mikveh where the lady goes in. We're not talking about that mikveh at all. That's the whole story. We have here rain collected into mikveh one and into mikveh two. Okay? In mikveh two, there's also the faucets from the city water. The thing there, Martres, the bellows of city water. The city water flows into mikveh number two, which is the Zriya mikveh, and you plant the city water, that's the Losh Zriya, you plant the city water into mikveh number two, which overflows into the mikveh that the, actually should be using different terms, into bor number two, which overflows into mikveh. Mikveh is where the lady goes in. When it's mikveh number two, when bor number two overflows, and now the mikveh has memsor in it, you then open up a hole, a shoferes hanod, as it's called, and then makes hashoka to mikveh number one, which has been received pure rainwater, never received any tap water. People, you with me? Let's try that again. That has to be clear in your mind that that's alabase. Again, rainwater, kosher water, goes into and fills up mikveh number one, which is kosher water, mikveh number two, which is kosher water. And I have two mikvahs of kosher water, or better yet, bo alet and bo bay, bo zvir and bo hashoka. I then turn on the tap, causing this bowl to overflow into this mikveh. When this mikveh has the right amount of water in it, I open up a connection between bowl one and the mikveh, so that the water, no matter what it was in mikveh, became kosher to hashoka, to connection to the kosher water in bowl number one. So that in fact, api aloche, the water in the mikveh was kosher already before I opened up that bung hole, because it came about from a kosher mikveh, a kosher bowl, which overflowed, with aloche being that once you have memsa, no matter how much water you put in, it's okay. Anybody have any problems here? This is a mikveh with two bowls, which is the way we build nowadays. So you understand, it's a luxury building. In Europe, there were very few mikvahs with two bowls. But they counted on what? They counted on hashoka, the zriya, which sort of guarantees that the mikveh never had any bad water in it. As always was a sheeted to be matter the mikveh. Through zriya. That's a kosher way to do it too, right? But most mikvahs had a bo hashoka. Okay? The bo hashoka, adequate. That was the big machlokas between the Tzanzarov, the Rechayim, and the Chsam Sofer. Chsam Sofer held as perfectly fine one bowl. The Tzanzarov held he needed two bowls. And the story goes that I once had it in writing, but I located it. I wasn't located last night. I once had it in writing, supposedly a letter that was sent by the Chsam Sofer to the Tzanzarov discussing the aloche, and he signed himself Moshe Sofer, Shenolad, the Isha Tzikonius, Shetovlo Bebo Rechon. Got it? When he supposedly, when Tzanzarov got that letter, he removed his objection to the mikvahs were being built in his area, and they built with Bebo Rechon. Yeah.
Two questions. Number one, in the picture, it appears that the pipe that takes the water from the roof is bent. Is that generally a problem?
Not all kinds of problems. I told you right away. I said, we have a problem with Caleb. That's what we're going to spend next few shiur on. Okay. How do you do it? Okay. Well, I said, in all this process, you have to avoid mayim shuvim, right? And the big problem is the pipe going down. Okay? Call your attention to what I mentioned yesterday, that Hamshocha itself is a matir of water. And you see the water coming down from the roof as an added guarantee. If you have little problems with how the water got down the pipe and so on, they introduce Hamshocha. It runs along a whole trough before it goes into the mikveh. That was a chumrah that's put in standard practice nowadays. Okay. Now we have to talk about Hilchos Keli, what's called the Kli, not a Kli. We'll have that in Shulchan Aruch. By the way, all these so-called pipes that we use are pipes which are made lechatchile to be nikva bekarka. In other words, it's not just any old pipe you take, but these are downspouts. Same as your house. If you have a private house as a downspout, that downspout has all the utility. It's made for lebinyan, made to be kovei lebinyan. That's a factor in defining it shem kli or not.
That's
for later. We got to make a dent in the Shulchan Aruch first. Yeah, I didn't have enough of these. This is from my files. I didn't have enough of these to go around. I'll give it to you, even though what you just did, it should be more than adequate. This is clearer. This stuff I give out to the builders. We'll talk about a mikveh, they show what we're talking about. Here you have it clear in a or schematic diagram. Okay? This is a mikveh im osa zriya. What? Okay? Don't want them built that way too. Here is osa zriya, meaning this is rainwater. Let me see how it got in there. And here you have the Osa Zriya, right? Overflowing into the mikveh. Here's the water. Osa Zriya, tap water comes in here and overflows into the mikveh.
It needs to overflow, or can it be pumped into the mikveh?
No, pump is a clearing. That's the overflow. Okay, that's what. Here is a mikveh with Otsa Hashoka. It's the exact same thing, right? There's no water coming in here. In the first case, you see a little pipe of water coming in. Here, water's in there somehow. And all you have is a point at which a connection is made, the two. And here you have Osa Zriya v'Hashoka. One Osa Zriya, but there's Osa Zriya, it overflows, right? And then there's also an opening that connects so that you have Hashoka to the original bowl, which was filled with kosher water.
Wouldn't it just overflow through that point of Hashoka?
Yeah.
So it's the same thing, no?
No, it's the overflow point. They're talking, no.
What do they have, like, keep a cork in it until such time as it's ready to be used?
We'll discuss that. That's also part of the problem of Kli. And here you have, right, this. Here you have the way that we would, in inefficient building to do it this way, so it's cheaper to do it on one next to each other. Here you have it, though, clearer, right? Water's coming in, Osa Zriya, overflows into the mikveh, and here you have a separate Osa Hashoka, right? Kosher water where a little bunghole is open to make the connection. The bunghole is, by the way, a 2-inch diameter. Okay? And then we got Chabad moved into the picture, right? So we also have some guy on the bottom there drew another picture down here, right? Otsa Atachto, okay? It's a little clearer by another way, they didn't like Otsa Zriya. This is Chabad building, according to Chabad, which I told you, even in 770, they did put in the Otsa Zri also. Here you have the Otsa Hashoka on the bottom. The reasons that we can't understand on hydraulic physics, why that's better than on the side. But the Babacher insists they will not use a mikveh that doesn't have the Otsar HaShoka on the bottom. Okay? Let me then just make sure you have the key words. Okay? Yesterday I discussed with you the machlokes, how much memsoy is. Right? Okay. When we speak about mikveh, we mean where the lady goes in. Make shomim is the classic source of kosher water, unless you have the good fortune to have meimayon, you have to have succeeded in digging a well that provides the water from the bottom up, not from the top down. Okay, maim shuvim, you know what that means? Water that went through a kli. Mentioned yesterday a sheet that says that the kli is a kli shein makabel tumah, it's not called shuvim. You don't paskin that way. Okay, Avraham saw. I told you according to the Chazon Ish, the Chumra Shir ended up with most of our mikvahs aiming for 200 gallons. Right, with a bathtub, I told you. Only something around 50 gallons. Hamshocha, we mentioned, I didn't define it for you a little bit better. Hamshocha is done using a porous cement nowadays. In the old days, it was plain earth, right? Namely, there should be some absorption of the water into the earth. As was your question, or someone asked the question, but all the water comes up from the top down and back up again. So that's what Hamshocha accomplishes. That is sort of, it makes a connection to the earth that way. Okay. The connection for Hashoka, for the waters to kiss each other, right? I told you is in the area of 2 inches diameter nowadays, because again the Chazon Ish shiurim, we usually run at 2.25 to 2.5 inches diameter. Just a side comment, the inyan, but also inyan. For the tilas yodayim, mikveh is fine. And yam, salty water, yam is fine for tvilas yodayim. It's not good for the tilas yodayim. Tilas yodayim, the takonas chachomim, and the tilas yodayim was mayim shehuyin lishtiyah. Right? A salty water is ruin l'shtiyah, but that doesn't take away the fact that it's also a mikveh. And as mikveh, that doesn't depend on the takonas chachomim. If there's any kind of tahara that hands could get from pouring water on it, surely it gets more tahara from dipping it into a kosher of mikveh or memsor. And salty water is no chesor in mikveh. Memsor is perfectly fine to be mayim meluchim as well, as long as the one thing that passes the water in a mikveh is nishtane mariso, if it changes color. Many things. Gimeluga, etc. Quick checklist. That's how we go to the Shulchan Aruch.
What Where do we have a tefillah, a tefillah siyadayim? The Kohen b'mikdash, and we have...
No, where you have a tefillah siyadayim when you're out at the beach and you want to eat a sandwich.
That's netilah siyadayim.
That's tefillah siyadayim. If it's salty water, you can't make netilah siyadayim unless you have Pepsi Cola. I mean, they didn't take away the possibility of tefillah siyadayim.
But that's also to come to kind of
tekana.
Washing before bread is a tekana.
Taras siyadayim. The din of taras siyadayim that they for which they require netilas siyadayim, right? It's important. Takonis chachomim. Yeah, they did not object to using the more traditional method of tahara, namely to a kosher mikveh.
But you don't need the kli for.
That's what that only for the netilas siyadayim need a kli. For the tefillah siyadayim don't need a kli. In fact, if you took a cup and dipped it into the ocean water and pour it on your hands, it wouldn't work.
But you need koach gavra.
Which one?
You need koach gavra.
Yeah. Therefore, if you hold your hands like this, and then the wave comes, maybe it's a shayla, right? But if you take your hands this way, that's called koach gavra. Okay, let's see if we can. What do we do so far? Wait. I'll try again. Just Aleph. Oh, start again. Yeah. Let's start again. Reish Aleph. Ein isha olam mitemosa v'rechitza v'merchatz afila olo olea kol yimei mashav olam. It's intriguing that the Machaber should begin with that statement. It's really an irrelevant statement that she can't go take to a beauty parlor or to a spa, right? And get a massage and a manicure, etc. Even though she's going to come out a lot cleaner than she went in, that's not a way to find tahara from the isul koris of isul nida. It's intriguing to say that the Machaber should begin with that statement, which seems to be really not at all relevant, because I told you in the early days, I used to go around the countryside lecturing on Taras HaMishpacha, and the usual response you got from people was the mikveh came in only because of cleanliness, and nowadays my bathtub, my shower is far better than any dirty mikveh that you might suggest. So it's good. The Machaber tells me we're not talking about dirty clean, we're talking about Isur Kores goes away only one way. Chayav Moreh Kores Ad Shetitpo Kol Gufu B'Vasachas B'Mei Mikveh O B'Mai Yon Shesh B'Hem Mem So. Right here, I think I mentioned yesterday again, Machaber is telling you that even Mayon needs Mem So. On this, many Rishonim say that no such need for Mem So. You need what? Shechase kol gufo. But less than memso is perfectly fine. If it's a mayan. If it's a mikveh, it must have memso. A mayan is not bound to memso. Mechaber holds it is. Right? Vishiyuro ama lama al rum sholosh. Right? Amo is vashi shitvochim. Right? And you have to throw in a half an etzba more because of. We don't know where they are. It's a tefach schukos, esbo schukos, squeezed together tight or a little loose. That's where we threw in the extra chotzi ezba. And the ezba, remember, is somewhere between 0.7 and 0.8. inches. Vimu rochav Yosef ena gavur kolkach, so that the volume is the same. Kosher im yochol is kasu kol gufa behen. Bevasachas, but it has to be 40 so according to him. So sheyale b'tashbores, the volume should be figured out in his in etzbores. And it's important that the excavation in which the mikre finds itself, right, should be enough to allow for washetishkones hatavelas vifrusu hamayim yishur shomemso. Yet some water will go out because she goes in, she displaces the water. Make sure there's memso when she's in the mikveh, not memso when she's going to the mikveh. Okay, let's go base. May Mayan Matire and Apazochlin. Okay, to understand these halachas, you have to have a clear picture, a good imagery of what we're talking about. You have a fast moving stream. But the water from that stream is coming out of a mayan. Even though the water is flowing because it's in a downhill position, so water is running away from its source. Perfectly fine. A woman can go into that stream and dunk herself properly. No problem using that. Either water is in motion. Water in motion is ochsoron if the source of the water is meimayon. Make shomim a metaren elabash borin, but make shomim have to be only when it's stagnant water, right? It is collected water. Pirish mokom omok shemiskansen bo amayim nikrash borin. Avala de schila psulim in a Torah. Then he throws in something. Okay, imheim luchud below mayan. What's he referring to? The reality of lakes and rivers. Reality of lakes and rivers is that they are a mixture of waters in there. It's a mixture of meikshomim and meimayon. The great lakes are not dependent on rainwater to have water in them. But certainly rainwater swells a lake. How you define it? Is it make shomim or meimayon? That's what we'll discuss. That's why it goes in here. Imheim luchud below mayon, then they're possible. But if they're with a mayon, and the mayon is the main source of it, then even though there's a make shomim mixed in, it doesn't make it no worse than the mikveh, where you have kosher water and mayim shuvim mixed in there. When it becomes zochlin, it becomes like mayim shuvim. It's not kosher water. Not because the water isn't kosher, because the motion makes it not kosher. But if I have mayim water in there too, as we'll see, how much the relationship. Hayu hazochlin min amayim. Misal me anoshim ikshamim. Harei hein kemayin l'chol dovo. No problem with having meikshamim mixing. Either meikshamim are in motion, but the mayan water can be in motion. No problem. Vimrobu hanoshim ala zochlin. If the runoff water from the mountains, which is not Mayan water, which is really make shomim or melting snow. The chaynim robu make shomim amehano einem etarim bezochon al bashborim. Very simple. If in the dry season, Eretz Yisrael is easier to measure than it is in Chutz La'aretz. In Eretz Yisrael, there's a dry season, period. There's no rain. And if the water in the lakes that are there are 10 feet deep, and then comes the rainy season, and the water in the lakes are 25 feet deep, then you know it's Chobu, make shomim mamei maya. The Pikach, therefore, if that's the only source, that's where you want to, the women to go to mikveh, and there's Robu make shomim on the main ayan, Sorech lahakif mafetz, you have to go ahead and put up a dam. It says Kei Machzelas, meaning a barrier. You have to put up a dam, Achyosibo Bosa Nor Amurav, Achi Kovu Hamayim Mitbrahim, until the waters are stagnant, water are quiet, water are accumulated, right, and not overflowing. Comes a Gemara, and that was true throughout Europe. The shaila became acute when communists took over in Russia. One of the first things they did was close down all the mikvahs. So the women began to use the lakes. And suddenly it became a beginning to define these lakes. What are they? Are they Mayan? Are they make shamim, etc., etc.? So the text, as the justice said, well, there are records. You see what are the depth of the water during wintertime, during summertime, during springtime. You can figure it out. But many lakes then would fall by the wayside, would not be suitable for mikveh then. There came another time. This is not what the Gemara is not talking about in the post-communist era. or in the communist era. He's talking about it all times. But it became a very practical shaila during the communist era. Then came this heter of the Gemara to save many communities. And that is, what do you mean that the water of runoff is more than the water in the lake? The water in the lake, that's the lake water, is mechubu to the ground underneath. Right? It comes from a mayan. That mayan is mechubu, who the heck goes? Where? You can evaluate that the rainwater is more than all that water in the aquifer, all the water is deep in the ocean, it's deep in the bowels of the earth. Right? Therefore, you have this tiny of the Gemara. Says, but you recognize this as a chumre, right? Avol yesh matirim litvol b'nehoros kol hashana av b'shas hakshamim b'avshor hashlogim, even during the runoff water of the snows and so on. V'robu hanot v'mal hazochlin mishum de'ikir gidl hanor hu mimoko mekoro. That's what he's saying. That water that you now say is only a minority water, right? The major is runoff water, but that's not true. That's what you see above ground. But when you realize that the lakes have a major source of supply from underground, that underground water now it becomes a unit to itself. And that more than adequately is the rove of the water in the lake. That you have in the unfortunately is the cause of his almost annual tragedies in Eretz Yisrael of kids who go hiking in the wadis. The wadis are dry beds. That's all they are. And they suddenly there are rain in the distance. The Eretz Yisrael doesn't have big areas covered with rain at the same time. There's rain in the distance, and no one is aware of it, knows it. And suddenly you have tons of water come tumbling down, come roaring down the wadis. That's classic. No, then those wadis get filled for a while. That's pure rainwater that has no connection to Mayan. No Mayanos over there. That's why they're dry during a major part of the year. Afa pi sheshan dehoro shofkum l'socho b'shas ha'kshomim b'msav al yodam mikom okom hol u'posek v'gamri b'shor sheik shom osam litbo del z'chiloso sheikobo ha'mayim sheb'socho. What is he throwing in here? You could argue it even that point. Because when the rains come, other lakes overflow also. And maybe this is a mixture of water from overflow lakes, the lakes which we were matir, because a major part of their water comes from the bottom up, comes from the Mayanos. No, that we're not prepared to be matir that. If they're dry during a part of the year, then you assume that the water is now May Mikra, not May Mayon, and May Mikra cannot be Zochlin, has to be Ashborin, has to be stagnant water. Avo Beno Shena Posek, Afa Pisha Bishasak Shome Mishrachi Mispasha Kogidosov, Mutta Litro Bechol Moko. Right? The feast for us Hamakilim, the Timasha Nogu. Just comment halacha lemaisa as far as you people are concerned. They say there'll be times in Mitzvah Shem if you have the luxury of traveling with your wife, you'll find yourself in the position where it'd be convenient if you could make use of a lake. We are not makel, like the Ramos said, lechatchila. B'di'eved, there are no choices. We're willing to be makel. But if it's possible to avoid a lake that Robu, and that information is available. Maybe on your Google you can find it there from their water authorities, right? You can get the depths of the lake at different times of the year. And if there is a more than a doubling of the depth of the lake during the runoff time, during the springtime, right, then such lakes should not be used the chatrila for a mikveh. Arbom saw Shaomu, saw Shayu Shuvim, Shimheim Shuvim Sulim. I mentioned yesterday, that's a machlokis, showing him whether indeed Psulim is midoraisa or midorabonim. According to many, maybe most, Mayim Shu'uvim is only Shu'uvim if it's in a kli. If the bathtub, your hot tub, if the tefillah is betoch a kli, it's Mayim Shu'uvim. That's the Osso Min HaTova. But Mayim Shu'uvim, where the water was carried with the kli and dumped into an excavation in the earth, according to most Rishonim, it's only in Isud Rabbonim. That's why many communities who built mikvos, they had a strong chassidish clientele, and they built a separate place, a mikveh for men, a mikveh for anoshim, right? It usually was Mayim Shu'uvim. They were not makbid to have water that's royu l'tfilas noshim. If it's just for tfilah purposes, tfilas balkeri, it was sufficient to build a mikveh that's a kosher mikveh midoraisa, even though midorabanan or not. Nowadays, I haven't seen anyone, when they build mikvahs, making that distinction. I guess Baruch Hashem, money is more easily available, and when they built already a mikveh, even though it's a mikveh intended only for men's use, they usually have it with a bowl, at least a bowl hashoka. I don't think they make bowls via and a shoka, that's chumah not, but a bowl hashoka they have. Again, look at Ramah. Vim kol ha-mikveh hishuvim is posel min ha-Torah. Therefore, usvek yelechumro. Vim rov ha-mikveh kosher v'amur tu shuvim ein elem rabbono usvek yelechumro. What's he saying? I have a mikveh. I only was able to get in 21 saw of make shuvim. If I fill the rest up with mayim shuvim, it's only also midrabanu. So these, according to those who hold that Mayim Shuvim B'toch HaKarka is the Raisa, that's only if it's majority of the water is Shuvim. But if the majority of the water is Meik Shomim, even though the rest is filled up with Mayim Shuvim, it's a kosher mikveh min haTorah. Here the Ramah develops halacha lemaisa, the chilik, whether it is a sofik or not. When there's a sofik, again, if it's a sveikit rabbanan, it's a kula. Therefore, he says, mikvah shi shelo v'kechovim u'mekal meinu schar ein lahami lo v'kechom olov elem kein yesh b'mikvah chof al v'sor. What does that mean? The mikvah is kosher because the Rabbonin checked it out, but water evaporates. So he has to add more water. You have to be sure that there's always memsor in the mikveh. Now as a suffix, there, did he add mayim shuvim to the mikveh or not? The chatzchila, we don't want to use a mikveh that has part memsor, part of the memsor is mayim shuvim. He said, if there's partly memsor, is mayim shuvim, it's only also midrabonah, but it's also. So here and I have a suffix, was this mikveh kosher or not? But you knew vadai that the mikveh had chof alef saw or maim sheirim or make shomim. Then it's a suffix rabbanon. So rabbanon, you can be mekel. The ain lav and chom olav elam kein yesh be mikveh chof alef saw. If you know vadai does chof alef saw kosher water, then the question is, was the other 19 saw make shomim or was the 19 saw maim shuvim? He claims, the goy says that it's. It was make shomim, but the goy ashepim divershov v'imini min shoker. They don't tell the truth, so it's a suffik. It's a suffik. Suffik rabbanon kula.
But even if you didn't know what any of the water was, you didn't know that 21 saw were kosher water. If you just had no idea what the water is,
right,
that would still be a suffik derabbanon.
If what?
If you didn't know if the water was shuvim or
rainwater.
Oh, it's a suffik derabbanan. It's a because mayim shuvim is an issue of, well, if you hold that it's an issue.
Yeah, but he already cleared himself. It's a v'raisa.
Right. Uh-huh.
That's why he develops a further. This is rabban. He holds the mayim shuvim, kulu shuvim, even b'karka is the v'raisa.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But 21 and then the rest.
Right. Look at the Ramah. The Machad Ruba Kosher Sveikol Kulin. I'm trying to run through, see if people are on the same page with me yet. You know what we're talking about. Then we have a lot of shach to learn over here too. Meachad Dino Kosher Sveikol Kulin. My mikveh shoyser chseirel faneinu. I knew they needed more water in the mikveh. Waiting for rain to come. Now you people are spoiled if you live here in New York, where a week without rain is noticed by the people, right? Yeah. But you go down to in the Midwest, there ain't no water, there ain't no rain. You're dealing with the Dust Bowl, right? And water is about. I'll give you a tshuva soon of use of the use of ice. In order, because there are places where you can't count on rainwater at all. Yeah.
And all the
the focus of the latest achonim, whether manufactured ice, commercial ice, is useful for mikveh or not.
It sounds like the ultimate definition of mayim she'uvim, doesn't it?
Sure, it's mayim she'uvim that became ice, and it's no longer water. If it loses Shemayim, it's now an entity other than water, and then suddenly the ice begins to rain, right? So rainwater comes out of the ice. Yeah. Allah halam ice, many rabbanim will matter it. Yeah, I'll give you exposure to the issue on manufactured ice. But on natural ice, no problem. I eat shuvim when you carry it. You make sure not to carry it in a way where you have mayim shuvim. Transport it in the ice form, even you would transport it in a truck, you know, a refrigerated truck, which would be a nice way to transport it, right? That's no problem with shuvim. While in the ice state, there's no halacha of shuvim. What you have to be sure is that there's no, as we see, gimel lugin of melted water or melted ice in there. So halacha l'maisa, where we're matir these things, and all over the Midwest we matir it, is transported in a truck with perforated bottom, so that there is any water that melts leaks out, and you have pure ice going into the mikveh. And the ice is cut like they do. They do it. I don't know if they still do it much for any other purpose now that we have commercial ice made in the companies, but they do have natural ice. So. But for mikvahs, that's the sole source in the whole Midwest. That's the main source of water. Main water for mikveh is ice water. But ice water from a natural thing. So when you see the pictures of the people going ice fishing, they dig a hole, right, go ice fishing, and behind them is their truck on the ice. Right? That ice is, they talk about 2-3 feet deep of ice. You know, they have I've seen it done. I've been there when they did it. They drill a hole as a saw goes in, a power saw, and cuts out big, beautiful blocks of ice, lift it up, and they drop a chain in, and hook, and they lift the whole thing up. And this is their, this is practically the only source of make shaman of kosher water. Therefore, he says, "Mikvah shehoisach seira lefaneinu," and they're waiting for it to rain, and then suddenly you come by and it's full, right? Umotzo maleya lo yadano mi milo so imoyu kvar rubo behechsha haynu shoyi bochof arvson, right? Azlina lekula. It's a sveiket rabbana. Vim lo hoyu rubo behechsha achsha veinu sveik ikas sveiket doraisa. If it's a mikveh that's used exclusively for mikveh, that's one halacha. Then you can assume if it got filled, it was filled up for that purpose with kosher water. If, however, it's a swimming pool that a swimming hole that the goy uses for bathing, for swimming, then there's no raya whether he added more water to it or by itself. Therefore, we're not makel. B'choshkin am yischol of hanein of yomar shebehechshem ilo. So the neman, certainly if someone testifies, eilecho nema misur meachat shebiyodo lesakna. Right? What's troubled him? What does it say? What does it mean to say that? Because Eidecha wouldn't be Neman over here. Because it would had a cheskas, not Kesheva. It was Chosel Faninu. So Mikveh had a Hechsel. Had a chazoke of not being kosher, then b'mokum chazoke eidechol is not neman. But where is he neman b'mokum chazoke? Where's biyodo l'sakna? As she puts it. But since it's something that's biyodo, when it's biyodo, eidechol is neman even k'neged a chazoke. Hey, kol hayamim. Yesh lem din mayon letayr bezoch bezchila. Hilkoch gal she nitlash mehayam ubo mamso v'nofal al odom o al akelim also lehem tvilo. We have in the China a tsunami, right? So someone was caught by the tsunami. Right. If he survived, he's also tohu. Right.
Yeah. Even if there are other mesim in the tsunami.
Even the what?
Even if there are other mesim in the tsunami?
Yeah. That, they would be the time for him, no. Yeah. Avolim hitil begal tshuba avir, kodem shihipul al oretz, אף אפי שיש בו ממסור, או שזו הכלים במסור יש הגל שהוא עושה ככיפו, לא עושה להם תרילה. There's a fellow with a clear mind. There's a tsunami coming. It so happens there's a whole bunch of dishes, glass dishes or metal pots that he just bought. And he has to take them to the mikveh. He says, oh, the tsunami is coming. There's a big wave up there. So I grab my pots and quickly throw them up into the water, right? The way these surfers say, oh, a big wave, that's a wonderful thing. They come running with their surfboards to catch the wave. This guy comes running with his pots to catch the wave. He should have to go to the mikveh to table the kalim. No good. If the water was not on the ground, was in the air, it doesn't work. Okay. That's a lotion. Osha zoa kalim bemsoris hagal, right? Shua osha kikipa, right? The wave was in a crescent coming down, right? What's it called? A round doorway, right? Lo also lentvila. And Vov is Sorech Shiloia, but Memsor shall Mikri Vesorcha Kli, right? She ain't Tovlum Mikalim. A separate halacha. According to most, I think, according to all cheaters that I've seen, that's Vade Iso Daraisa. Right? That's called Mayim Shuvim Vesorcha Kli. That certainly is also. Please follow me along here. Remember, Reish Aleph has about 100 and something. Let's see for a minute. We'll just do a few more, then we'll back up. No, Reish Aleph has what?
Ayin Hay.
No, it has. We have
as I and A.
It has 151 simon cottons in the Shach. Kuftan Aleph. 151. Okay. Zion. I told you the shaila I had in the Mayo Clinic about that couple that made a mikveh in his basement. Halokeh ki godo to ganchovis gedola or areva gedola. Areva is a trough, right? The Nokvo Nekev Hamataro, right? And they made in it a hole that made it toho. What does that mean? To people, what's Nekev Hamataro? That's Mevatel Shem Kli. What's Mevatel Shem Kli? It makes the Kli no longer utilitarian, no longer useful, right? Yes, Omen de Boyneke Shoshalas Hanot. Others hold the knees up, get that size, a two inch diameter. The cover bar, it's and cemented into the ground. Now, let me just back off a second. A two inch diameter hole is far bigger than you need in order to be Mevatel Shem Kli. And the Kli should no longer be useful to hold water. Therefore, the B'yeshom and B'yneketrel, that's a sheet in L'chumre. Most sheeters don't hold that. Doesn't need a hole that big. As long as it's Mevatel the Kli from its what was its intended usefulness. The cover of Oros was the Mikvah, a razor kosher. Vechein im poka kaneke besid o bebinyan ein aposel. Right? Vamayim hanikvim besoch mikveh kosher. Right? Sosmo besid o begafsis aydain uposes a mikveh achi kiveno v'oretz. Right? That's obviously why he says that. I have the slightest idea. And if he makes a hole, then he closes the hole down with cement, right? It's still possible because they don't post it as a mikvah at shikvu ba'oretz, right? It's still a kli. It's not a kli until you cement it to the ground. Al gabi yasid umir betid men asodin, then it's kosher. When he cements the kli to the ground, that's when it becomes kosher. Just by making a hole and then closing the hole, that didn't change its Shem Kli. It becomes a Kli all over again. It loses its Shem Kli when it is Nikva Bakaka. Then it loses its Shem Kli. Okay, look at this. This is Ramah. Mutar lasoso al agag. You can make a mikvah on the roof. Ubavachli yitoch kli o eben achas. Again, make sure it's not in a kli. You have to do the same thing that we said. You have to make a hole in it, cement it to the ground, right? And then you can close the hole down. We don't want something shechokiko ulebesov kovo. Okay. What's choko ulebesov kovo? I go ahead, I have a trunk of a tree, right? And I hollow out the tree. I'm going to use it, we'll discuss that with the pipes business. I use that to bring water into it. So if it is chokiko ulebesov kovo, we don't want it. You don't want it to be a kli, and then you go ahead and you cement it to the ground. I want it to be cemented to the ground, right? Ulebesov chokiko, and then you made it into what could be a kli, a base kibul. Therefore, that's what I said to you when I made this mikveh in the Mayo Clinic, right? You go ahead, you make a hole in this baptistry, right? You cement it to the ground, right? So that when you cement it to the ground, it's not a kli. It is not chokoko, it was kovo, ulebesov chokoko. Then you went ahead and you made it utilitarian, made it useful by cementing over the hole. You still haven't solved this problem with this.
It's worse in the base midrash.
Worse in the base midrash. That's one more thing. While it's covered, then we have to start all over again. Okay, another thing. want to get the Gimel. Oh, I want to jump ahead a little bit. The Aloch of the Gimel Lugin. Okay, here we are. Jump to Tesvov. Mikveh sheyesh bo arbaim sa, you have the place? Or a Mayan culture. Yochol lishov kol ma sheyirse liti lesocho veim sheyrim. If it's a Mayan, even though it's a little Mayan, I can pour all the water I want into it. Remember, a Mayan could be stagnant water. Don't have the imagery of water bubbling up from the ground. That's an unusual, that's an artesian well. But a normal well, you dig a hole in the ground, you find water. That's a Mayan, right? I dig a hole and I find water, like in our area in Muncie. You find water generally somewhere between 50 and 70 feet down, right? So I now have a well. In order to get water up, I need a rope 70 feet long to drop a pail into it to get water up, right? So there's plenty of room to pour water into that, right? Then it's all kosher. Aval kozman she'ein b'mikvah memso, afilu ein achoser el kolshu. A new halacha comes in now. Im noflo l'socho gimel lugim mayim shuvim poslu. Loshna shabam b'kli, loshna sochei ksuso v'gbiyo, במים שבו נופו ממקומו הרבה וכן המאור או מחצצר או מטל במקומו. So what is he talking about? Let me give you a context of a mikveh so you understand what we're talking about. Every now and then they empty the water from the mikveh, you hope, right? Then whatever is in charge of the mikveh has to go into the mikveh, and with a number of bath towels, wipes the mikveh dry. Why? Not for cleanliness. Cleanliness, I would do just as well. My hose, do that anyway. You empty the water from the mikveh, then the goy or whoever's there comes with a hose, hoses down the walls of the mikveh. Then you go in with a towel and you wipe it up. Why do you want to wipe it up? Maybe you go ahead, you wipe a dish when you washed it, you want it to be dry to put food on it. Here you want it to be dry so you can put water on it. Well, what's the point of drying the mikveh? The answer is, I have to make sure there's no gimel lugin. That's not much water. If there's gimel lugin of mayim shuvim in the mikveh, because he hosed it down, right? Then even though I put in all the water, good water, right, it's going to puzzle the water. Why? The water hits the gimel lugin before it has memsor. Once it has memsor, I can turn the hose into the mikveh, right? And we see by the bozri and have an overflow, no problem. But until it has its own hechsher of memsor, gimel lugin will puzzle. Again, mikveh, Tezvot, mikveh sheyesh bo arbaim sa, or Maya Kolshu, Yochalisho, Koma, Shayirse, Litin, Lesocho, for all the water you want, Bank Shalem. That's like we have in the Boz Rio, right? Afavi Shem Rabim, Alamayim, Shoy, Vesocho, Triwa. Even though the end result, you have more Shuvim water than ever was kosher water, no problem. Ben Chilik, Ben Kodam, Hamayim, Leshuvim, Olo, Kamosh, right? That's by Mayan is different. Mayan we don't worry about. Abo Kozman Shem Bimikva Memso Atilu Eino Chosel El Kolshu Im Noflo Lesocho Gimel Lugin Mayim Sheuvim Poslu Lo Shno Shavan Bikli Lo Shno Soche Kisuso. Whether the water came poured in a Kli like a man with a hose, right? Or it is water that came from people wringing out their clothes. Ramayim shvo novim kom was harvei v'chein hamara michatzarzel. Right, that's like a hose. He hoses down. Umato mi mekom was harvei l'socho o shazokon v'chofnam. Oh, he went ahead and threw water into the empty mikveh excavation with his hands. Oh, Nafu Mishnei Kalim Mishosha Mizemat Mizemat Mitzaltim. If all together you end up with Gimel Lugin in there. Bamedvar Mamurim Shemasro Michli Habeza Shoposa Michli Rishon Avla Posa Karishon Kodesh Yisro Hasheni Emisaltim. That's all accidentally. Aval im mitchila hayadaito litam kol ha-shoshu lugin afil monosin alamat nad mikam akelim ha-shishim l'givu glugin is possible. The satma, don't put any chlorine in the mikveh. Put a name not to use the mikvot. No halachic basis for it. Start off with a concern with gimel lugin. Why? Usually you put the chlorine also for cleansing purposes. So the afraid if you use chlorine that they'll have gimel lugin of chlorine in the mikveh before the mikveh gets filled up. Right? That's not what people do. What he's done is that the mikveh is filled up with, like the swimming pool across the street is filled up. Then they put in whatever they put in. Halacha l'maisa, to avoid any shayla of gimel lugin, when they put in and how they put in, we don't use liquid chlorine for the mikveh. We use only powdered chlorine. We use only dry sodium hypochlorite, right, in the dry form. That's because of the gimel lugin business. The taina that, but then it's the shtanir, the water is changed by the chlorine, because you can taste the chlorine. Well, that's very clear in halacha. It should be here in some place. Then the shtanir mariso passes the mikveh. The shtanir taimo doesn't pass it. And the truth is that Shtana Taimu is hard to say that the Shtana Taimu when most of our water has that taste anyway. Just jump again to Lamed, Baruch Hashem. We start all over again and fill in with the Shachan and the Piskachuba that we need. And look at Lamed. Ein Shiva Posela Sela B'mayim. Aval Hashelek Baborer Bakvor Vamelach Vatitshu Ov Ksas Afil Yeshbo Rako Shechol Lariko Mikli Akli, even though it is loose enough, but it's heavy mud, heavy clay. Ain't she even posels behem? Shimshah be'elo lemikva achosel lo poslu. So if you want, there's some water missing in the mikveh, and you can scoop up some heavy mud from the bottom of the lake and transport it that way and dump it into the mikveh. In there, there'll be enough water in this wet mud. There'll be enough water to fill the memsah, right? It's perfectly okay. That's not an issur of shuvim. Blowod, and atila also kol hamikvah mishelei kvor oborot shiviu mikli. Also, my mikvah is kosher. The Chabad didn't have the opportunity to comment. Well, what about artificial ice? What about taking mayim she'uvim, converting it to ice, and then having it come back as mayim? Whether the passing through the solid state also removes the isur of she'uvim? Right, that's the shayla. Look at Lamed Aleph. Mikveh Shov Shehiglid. A mikveh of Mayim Shuvim that froze. Tohar Mishumayim Shuvim. Nimocho Kosha Lahakvos. Chava has it clear. This doesn't answer the question of artificial ice yet here, but in the natural state it was mayim she'uvim, and it, over a heavy winter like in Russia, the whole thing froze and then it melts again. It's okay, takes off the isur she'uvim. So it is, if I take it like not in the earth, I take it and put it into Caleb, and I freeze them in the Caleb, and then I want to have it. That's the okay. Let's stop here.